Hey guys, so I'm excited to share this podcast with you. I was able to collaborate with Dr. Meredith McMichaels again, and we sat down a little bit ago and we actually did some water testing with the new water bottles that I have recently gotten in stock. And we checked out the water bottle and the water inside of it and if it changed and how it changed, and we checked it all out. So take a listen, see what you think. Let me know if you have any questions. Of course, this is not a scientific lab setting, so we're going to call it a casual experiment. And of course, this does not replace medical treatment. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't. It does not replace any mental or physical care that you do. It's just a way to explore our energetic self-care and our intention work on a deeper level. Check it out. Let me know what you think.
Hello. Good afternoon, everybody. So can you hand me one of those water bottle boxes over there?
Sure can.
One of the things that I'm looking to do is to bring in, you may have seen on social media, some intention crystal infusing water bottles. The idea with these is you put some crystals in the bottom and it infuses your water with those intentions. Now, for me, I use these as a reminder that my intentions for energy I want to bring into my life get to wash through me. I get to carry them through my day, and I get to ingest those intentions into my life. However, there is some notions that the crystals infuse the water with their energy, and that they can change up some of that water. So that's what we're testing here today.
When we say change up the water, we mean like maybe change up the pH of the water, maybe change up the sodium chloride content of the water, maybe change up like the hardness of the water. So that's really what we're testing to see how it's changing the water.
So you bring up a good point with the notion of changing the hardness with the water.
Mm-hmm.
We have well water where we are.
Yeah.
So, and we are testing today with a bottle of
purified drinking water.
So that way it's the same water all the way through. However, something that we can follow up if we're starting to notice changes is what does it do to like the hard water that I have?
Yeah. Never thought about that.
No.
Because we just decided to start testing this with the water bottles right that we have here. So we'll catch you back up to speed on that one.
So originally I purchased this water bottle and we've been using them for the few weeks. We enjoy this water bottle. There's some little tricks and issues that I'm not sure if this is one we're going to keep in stock. I have this new one, which I'm really enjoying, that I think is the one that we're going to keep in stock. So these are the water bottles that we're testing today. And we're going to test a plain, straight water bottle with just water in it. And then we're going to put stones in these two water bottles and see if there's a change in the ones with stones versus the one without. And then we're going to take the two similar water bottles and put similar stones in the bottom. And we're going to sit with intention with one bottle and without in the other and see if our intention in sharing energy with water makes a difference. So the idea when you purchase one of these bottles and you're using it at home and you put your crystals in to connect with the intention of why you even have this in your life, you want to sit and imagine that there's white light washing through you and washing through the stones, up through the water. You can even use some affirmations or some specific intentions to confirm what energy you want to implant or infuse this water with. So, is that everything?
I think so.
Okay. So we're going to go through. If you want to fill up yours with water.
How about I hold them?
Okay. I'm going to put my stones in that one first because
thanks.
Hopefully I can get this without going everywhere.
Should I fill it up all the way or just probably like half maybe? I'd say that's good.
Oh, I was going to put stones in first, but.
So here we're just putting in bottled purified water. Same bottles, same water. And we're going to put crystals in one and not in the other one.
Okay, so then I'm going to try not to get you out this time.
Not me, just your table.
So, our body has a subtle energy system that runs through it. In it, we have an energy that flows around us and runs through us. And the idea is that everything has this energy system or an aura. And even the stones or the crystals, each has a unique energy imprint, is the notion behind it. To me, I use these stones and I use intention stones to honor the intentions that I want to welcome into my life. I have a fluorite in one pocket today to honor positivity and focus. And then I have smoky quartz to honor that I get to release some of the mucky energy that I woke up with this morning. So.
And I have, I'm not sure, some fluorite and what's the other one on here?
African turquoise. And I think it's lemon crystal quartz.
Yeah. So this one, an intention bracelet I got from Karen, but I use it more to like support my heart and my throat chakra and like to be authentic and love myself. So that's my intention.
Perfect.
I don't have pockets, so I don't have anything in my pockets right now.
One of the reasons I like this particular water bottle is the bottom is soft, so I don't have to be particular down to the stone. Like, I don't like to have a lot of stones in my crystal water bottle and clank around because I feel like it's, I don't know, just I don't like it.
While we're talking about that, do you want to mention why we're doing the crystal water bottles that have the crystals in a separate compartment versus the water bottles that you actually put the crystal in? So there are some out there where the crystal actually touches the water. But these are two totally separate compartments, so the crystals do not touch the water.
So you can hear the squeaking. When you have, yes, absolutely. Remind me in a second because I also want to touch base with this. When you have a water bottle like this, the water bottle, you put cold water in, there's condensation that happens. When you pour the water in, as I did with this one, it rolls all over. You get water in the base here. And some of that water does end up in with the crystals, as well as there's condensation that happens in there naturally. So the squeak that you heard is the seal trying to seal up that container as much as possible to keep some of that water out. If you buy one of these and you have water in the crystal container, it doesn't mean that there's a crack within the seal between the crystals and the water bottle, because it just means that there's water that got in there either from dripping into the lid or condensation. So that's what that squeak was, is to help to prevent that. And you'll notice we've got the crystals here and the water here, and the water doesn't actually touch the crystals. There are some crystals that you can safely put into your water with the idea of infusing that energy into the water. However, I don't feel like I have a knowledge of the chemical makeup of the stones good enough to decide which is good and to remember which is good and bad to go in the water. And I don't want to mislead my clients into thinking they can put any crystal into their water. Oh, there's a lot of there today. So this, having the stone separate from the water, to me feels like the safest way to approach having crystals in your water bottle. This is going to be too much. This was all in there before. See?
Like organized.
Yeah.
Are those paper towels for us have to be? That's the strips. Do I have to wrap some more paper towels?
No, you can use those.
Okay.
This whole thing is going to get cleaned off. Okay. So we've got two water bottles, one with crystals, one without. These two water bottles have the same types of stones. I don't know if it's the exact same ratio or not. However, the same type of stones are in both bottles. This bottle has what they call sacred geometry in the space between the water and the stones. The idea is that this symbol helps to amplify that energy. We'll see if it makes a difference on our test strips. Okay, so we are going to set a timer.
We're going to have to put more water in there, unless you think my fingers are sticking down in there.
Good point.
Pause. Guys, we're just winging this.
I know, right?
We did it once before. It's actually really cool when we first got the water bottles, but now we want to record it and share it. So we're really doing our best here, and we thought we could get away with not using an entire bottle of water, but we're going to have to.
Well, we'll have all our water bottles filled up for the rest of the day.
Right?
Okay. And as you're looking at these water bottles, you'll notice the different heights. Like, this one is super tall. I'm finding the newer ones that I have, the one with the aqua lid, feels better to me because it's not so tall and doesn't tip as much. Tipsy.
And we're leaning more towards we like the base of the turquoise one better, like the silicone base and top. These ones are nice, but they're not as nice. Super. Now I'll be able to stick my fingers in there.
Okay. So, do you have your phone? Can you set a timer for like 10 minutes?
Yep.
When I first got it into these water bottles, the notion was if you let them sit for about 10 minutes before you start drinking it, the idea is that that helps to infuse the energy of the crystals up through the water bottle. Got notifications coming up. Okay. So we're going to let these sit for about 10 minutes and have a conversation about why we're doing this, what we've experienced so far. How long has it been since we've been using these?
You're going to want me to know that. A good month.
Yeah.
I'd say.
I know originally... 2-3 years ago, I purchased a water bottle from a different company. And I found the reason that I purchased it was I purchased the bottle that came with stones to honor abundance. And it felt like the water bottle felt like a celebration of my worth. And the fact that I got to buy this nice water bottle with the stones that honored worth and abundance. And I got to use that on a regular basis. It was a reminder that I carried with me that I get to have these energies in my life. I get to be worth these energies in my life. So that's what got me going on it. And now I find that I just like having these water bottles with me. And it's a reminder for me throughout my day to what energy do I want to infuse into my life? And I've used... When I first got it, I think I used 3 different combinations that whole weekend.
She increased her water intake that weekend too.
Yeah, right? Like seriously, how many times have people said, I know I'm not the only one. My daughter has said it. If you have a nice water bottle or a nice glass, you're going to drink more water.
Definitely.
And we all know we need to drink more water.
Definitely.
So what have you noticed with yours?
So I'm actually have not been changing my stones as much as Karen. This is now my second combination of stones that I've been using. But it was crazy because so the last combination of stones we had in there had some tiger's eye in there, which like really revs you up, empowers you. Yep. And then I came in here for an energy session with Karen and she's like, whoa, we like gotta tame that. Like that's how much it was like infusing in my life. Like I was feeling really good, really empowered, but then it was almost like too much. So like anything, it can be too much for you. Mm-hmm. So now I have like a much more mellow combination that's in here. So that's what I've been thinking is it's just like calming, loving, mm-hmm. self-worth is like my intention for drinking water right now.
And I like the notion of we had talked before about what you need within that season. And we go through cycles and sometimes we need that empowerment. We need that energy. We need that excitement. And that tiger's eye honored that portion for you when you needed it. However, when life was too stimulating, we got to shift that out and honor the fact that you get to welcome more peace and more openness and awareness and
yep.
what have you. So
we're calm.
Right? Absolutely. All these notifications.
So we have test strips. Like I said, basically we really look at the total hardness, the manganese, the sodium chloride, the total alkalinity, and the pH is really what we focused on the last time. So we'll wait a couple more minutes though because we want to do them all back to back so we can test the individual strips and have them all right next to each other and see how do they compare water bottle to water bottle, crystals versus no crystals, that sort of thing.
When we did this last time, one of the things that we noticed was we did one on a water bottle that didn't have any in it. And then we did it with different stones in each. And we had noticed the sodium chloride changed up a little bit.
Yeah.
And we noticed that it changed up different in the same water. In the same type of, we use these 2 water bottles with different stones. They're from the same manufacturer, bought at the same time, same water. Different stones had a different amount of sodium chloride.
Definitely.
Can you share with them a little bit about why the sodium chloride would be an important factor?
So minerals, guys, they're so important to our body, to our overall health. When you are stressed, you burn through these minerals faster. Specifically, sodium is one of them. When you burn through that sodium so quickly, your adrenal glands do not have the sodium to do its job. So you cannot manage stress as well, basically. When I say stress, it does not matter if you got in a fight with your best friend or if you are in a life-threatening situation. To the body, stress is stress. It's going to respond the same. So it needs lots of nutrients to respond to stress. But when you're constantly stressed, like I said, you're burning through these minerals quickly. So we need to replenish them. A lot of crystals, we know they have like positive intentions around them. They raise the vibration of the body. So when you are depressed in like a doom and gloom state, you're vibrating at a very low frequency. We want to raise that frequency for you. So by putting crystals to set intention to our water, we're literally raising the vibration of the water. Mm-hmm. So then when you consume that water is then raising the vibration of the body to help bring your energy levels back to where we want it.
And this brings us back. We have a podcast that we did together. It's on her podcast and on mine, where we talked about how our bodies and our energy react to things that trigger that fight and flight response and the trauma energy and what have you, and how we landed on that notion that staying hydrated with our minerals and finding a safe stability grounding meditation is a great way to start embracing that. We have this energy system that surrounds us and moves through our body that even can affect us down on a cellular level. And our emotions and our experiences can sit in that energy. And when we can slowly start infusing that energy with more positive intention, then that can affect us down on a cellular level. They're starting to have more studies and more conversations about this. And I love that there's that notion of that physical and that energetic that are starting to pair together.
Definitely.
When I first started using water bottles like this, I found myself using one or two stones. A lot of them in the water bottles you'll see have clear quartz. The idea with a clear quartz is that it helps to amplify and bring together the other stones that you have in there. And when I first started, I would have one stone paired with clear quartz. And I found when I had too many stones at that point, it felt too much. And I found myself not able to connect with the intention because it felt like there was too much intention. However, recently that's shifted for me. I now have fluorite. I have apatite, lapis, clear quartz, yellow calcite, and black obsidian in here, because all of those stones were ones that I sat with in my meditation on Monday, coming back after vacation. And I felt like those honored the joy, the peace, the positivity, and the abundance that I wanted to welcome into my life. And the obsidian honored a clearing away of that extra. So it changes over time. Shall we test the
plain one? Yeah, we'll do the plain one here.
So this is the water bottle that has no crystals in it. So this is the control. I'm sorry, but just to have a fancy water bottle, I feel special.
Hello, that's how I get patients to drink more water all the time. Find a good one, something you want to carry around, not that plastic one from the store that's just going to get thrown in your bottom of your purse and you don't care if you ever drink it. Like, hello, this you want to put on your desk, you want to display it, you want to take it everywhere with you. So, yeah, find the water bottle.
Let me know if you need me to tip it all.
Yeah, can you tip it a touch?
Are we worried about the top view?
Yeah, those are some important ones.
Okay,
flip it over the other way. We didn't quite put enough in here, but we'll get there. Okay. Stop my timer. So we have here, there's the lid for that one. four.
So when we do these test strips, I'm going to fill these up a little bit. How long do they need to sit?
Like 10 seconds, it says. So we definitely have soft water, no chlorine, very low iron, no mercury. Oh, 0.5 on the chlorine level. Copper would be a zero. Lead would be a zero. Zinc would be a zero. Manganese, it actually looks like we're up between a 0.1 and a 0.5. So manganese, an important nutrient there. Fluoride is definitely a zero. This sodium chloride. Huh. Not showing much there. My fingers aren't working here. Hydrogen sulfide. Total alkalinity is zero. And pH is like a six. So I'm very curious to see how specifically the sodium chloride, the total alkalinity, the pH, and the total hardness change for us.
So I did add some water to these. We're going to shake it up.
Shake them up once a sec, yeah.
So there is some water that didn't sit for the full 10 minutes, but that's okay. So I'm really interested to know. I may have to snag a few of those strips and see if it changes my
water at home, for sure.
Sometimes on these water bottles, they actually, when you fill them right up, they do kind of stick a little bit. So this is one. Do you need to tip it?
Nope.
Probably should have refilled it.
All right. So that is the same exact water bottle with crystals in it. It's actually softer than the control water. Still no chlorine, still no iron, still no mercury. Good. Chlorine. Does that one look about the same? Yeah, that one's about the same. Copper the same. Lead the same. Zinc might actually be a little bit more. It's a little bit in between the two colors. Definitely a touch darker there. So that's interesting. Manganese again. More the 0.1, not so much in between the other two. Echo, those are my feet, dude. Sodium chloride is definitely up, I would say like 50 to 75, whereas in the last one it was zero.
Mm.
Total alkalinity, that's definitely a little bit more than zero, so we're not quite at the 40 mark, but a little higher. Same thing with the carbonate. That's got a little bit more green in there. pH still the same at 6.0. So that's interesting how the colors are just a touch difference, especially that first one with the hardness there. And then the orange one. No, this orange one is the sodium. So isn't that
crazy? That's a definite.
Huge difference there.
That's cool.
So now we'll check the other water bottle with the crystals that has, what's that grid called?
So in this one, I think I shared already, but in the space, it was not on right. Right here in between the crystals, they have what they call sacred geometry. The idea is that this symbol helps to amplify the positive intentions within the stone. Because these two water bottles with the stones, and like I said, they have the same basic stones. The one to the left has more stones than what this one does, but this one has the symbol.
Look at that sodium.
Wow. All
right, let's go down. So this one actually has a little bit more hardness like the control water. No chlorine, no iron, no mercury. Chlorine, again, is a little bit higher, like our control one was. Copper still low, lead low. Zinc, again, I think there's a little bit more zinc in here, as we saw with the last one. Manganese is definitely way higher. This one is a 0.5.
So the manganese in this one is higher than the other one?
Yeah.
Same water. We opened it on the video. Same water.
The sodium is definitely higher. Total alkalinity is still low. Carbonate, that's got to be like in between. I actually think the pH is a little. No, the pH is about the same. So I guess the main difference would be the zinc and the sodium in the total hardness. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant to say. The manganese, the sodium. Look at those three. Yeah. Huge difference.
So this one had more sodium chloride in it.
Yeah. And then same thing and more there with those three.
Manganese. So what is the manganese? Am I saying that right?
Yeah. So manganese is a little different than magnesium. Again, it's a micronutrient in the body. But manganese is actually more for like the intensity of your ligaments. So whereas magnesium more helps your muscles, manganese helps the ligaments. Right. So the part that holds the muscle to the bone or the muscles to the muscle.
So the difference in these, in the end, it's water. And obviously none of this is saying to run out and let go of your supplements or drink less minerals just by having one of these. The idea with this is that we're recognizing that these stones do offer a little bit of a subtle shift in this water. So if it's offering a subtle shift in things like the sodium chloride and the manganese, then is it offering a subtle shift within us? Is it offering a subtle shift in our vibration? And none of these we sat with intention. We want to do another video at some point where we sit with these water bottles and we sit and infuse that our intention in that water bottle and see if any of this changes as well. But the idea is that it very possibly could increase the vibration of your water. And at the very least, it honors your intention and you carry a reminder of your intention. And for me, I'm washing my body with the intention that I infuse in this water bottle. Now, we are not in a controlled scientific lab. This is a casual study that we're doing here to share with you and test out what we've done. So let us know what you think.
Does it resonate with you? Does it not? We don't care. We got cool water bottles with crystals, so maybe you want one too.
Any thoughts or questions you want to share?
I don't think so. That was fun.
That was cool.
I can't wait to sit with it and see what intentions do, but we'll save that for another day.
Very cool. Thanks for being with us and have a uniquely beautiful day and continue to celebrate your uniquely beautiful self.